walking up the hill again. Early morning dog walk thoughts. Lots of thinking this morning. Firstly, that playing around with drag and drop technology, as in the website Rapid Weaver Design, that's really quite a bit of my research. That's what it is that I'm doing, trying to work on things that kids can use very easily for blogs and for creating their websites and galleries and so on. So that is my area of research, or an area of research. Another thought, which sort of related to Duchamp, was ready-made, was my own artwork, which is very much ready-made, and cleaning out the garage, as I've just been doing, looking at all the bits and pieces that I've collected for making ready-mades, that there's a sort of quirky humour to them that definitely taps into the Wallace and Gromit feel, the cartoon feel, as well as the ready-made feel. That's sort of where I feel my art is, which does all relate to the sort of animation and the fun and there's like the spoons, the words, the language of it. So that is really a part of my research as well. And I was thinking of my collection, my museum, because that's a bit of artwork that I've done consistently for years and years and years and years. My museum is just a collection of objects that I find when I'm out walking. A bit like the walking like I am now, and the way that the thoughts pop into my head. It's sort of like a randomness of walking and clearing my head so that thoughts can pop in. And then now and again, I find little treasures on the ground that other people have dropped, the detritus, but they sort of become infinitely precious in that I've picked them up and collected them, which in some ways is that's not the same as Duchamp, it's very different, but it's certainly got a feel of the outsiders, which is very definitely an area that interests me and influenced me when I was younger. Maybe I should do a bit more research on them. And then my plan to go and have a look at the Cranach exhibition at the Royal Academy tomorrow. And possibly the Chinese army as well, and how that relates to Gormley, who's another artist I really like and went to see recently. I love his steam room. I was particularly keen on his wire sculptures upstairs as well. That was on at the Hayward. So going back to my museum, how I could then maybe relate that back to the web would be in creating a web gallery, a web museum, which I sort of tried to do a year ago, but this would be very much more like the Steve Kaplan website, where you could open drawers, and you'd actually sort of get the drawer opening, and inside would be the object. Or maybe you click on it, like the Flash gallery. You click on it and the object is there, and then you click on it and you get the next one. You click on it and you get the next one. And I could do that with the Flash turning pages thing initially. Take all the photographs and turn it into a flash gallery of the object. Or I could try and do it sort of like you're looking into a box with sort of specimens, and they're all catalogued and categorised. All my Land Rovers, all my little people, and all that sort of thing. Lots of close-up photography. Mind you, I'd get the box dusted at the same time. Oh, right, enough of this for now. Let's just switch off.